I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It girls, we the ish girls. I got Jenny and Lindsay in this bitch, girl. Make you move your hips while sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your womb. Hannistein squad link up, it's like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune in, chill out, and feel good inside. Like it girls.
Hey girls, welcome back to It Girls Podcast. This is Jenny.
This is Lindsay. What's up?
What is up, ho bags? Happy summer. Although the weather's a little bit crazy, that is this week's weather report.
Beautiful today. The sky is blue. It is a Tuesday in Dublin, wherever you're listening. Tag us on Instagram. Follow our Insta.
Follow our Insta, guys. We're actually, Lindsay's making some bomb ass reels as well, which are little clips of our ex gals. Lindsay, if someone's looking for a little ex-gals recap, oh my god, last week's episode was actually iconic.
We were talking about sex. The question, so we obviously, like ex-gals, we talk about sex more on there, but we want to kind of start talking about sex in a more like less salacious way. So how much sex, like, you know, the question that you want to ask your friend, but you just like, you seem like a voyeur if you were, or
how, and much also sexual intercourse are you and your man having?
And also, you don't know if they're gonna be genuine, because you could ask your friend, even your bestie, and they'd be like, oh, at least once a day, you, and you're like, oh, okay. So it's a really hard thing to figure out, and everyone's different. Everyone's sexual appetite is different.
It's like asking a guy how tall he is. They always add an extra inch, you know.
For sure.
Your friend's like, I have sex 8 times a week. You're like, oh.
I know. And a guy's like, yeah, I'm 6'1".
Yeah.
In platforms.
In my Cuban boots.
In a little booty. But so that is, we did polls on Instagram and we really got good insights into our listeners' sex lives. So we share them on X-Gals. Also, that's where we have more racy guests. We have fucking deadly guests planned coming. And we're going to be doing another live stream soon with our new HD, spicy, sexy, like great quality live streams that are going to be kind of like H3.
Very great. We'll probably do one maybe next Monday. You usually do the Mondays, right?
Let's fuck shit up on a Monday.
It's actually nice to do it on a Monday too. It kind of gets you in the mood. But Fiverr a month, girls. Patreon.com/itgirlspodcast. Weekly content, live streams, all the other shit. Go sign up. And also, we haven't said this in a while, but if you want to, you can sign up for a year as well. So you can actually, if you don't want to have like a monthly thing coming out, if you love X-Gals, you can sign up. I think it's like €54 for a year. So you get a little discount on that as well when you sign up for the year.
And
so,
now that things are moving.
Ooh,
things
shit.
Are moving. There may or may not be certain shows that are going to be on. And obviously everyone is dying for that. So X-Gals get pre-ticket sales. Yes. They get the first opportunity to maybe come to some shows
later on the year. Who knows?
Finally, IRL. I'm living.
Bursting at the seams to announce some things, girlies. Big things happening.
But we can't say anything yet. So this week has been a little positive time for Irlande. Finally, shit is moving. We are damn slow. It's been super hard, like seeing the UK open up and have such positivity. Like Boris Johnson has been like on his little plinth saying like, you can hug your granny again and you can be in your homes and all that kind of stuff. And
we're like, that was a really good, you well done. That was a really good impression.
I literally don't think I've ever heard the man speak.
Neither do I, but that's exactly how I imagine him to speak. So like, I'm loving that. I'm like, whoa, I feel like I've passed the reins like on impersonation.
Why the fuck are English people like always going on about like fuck Boris? It's like, I would kill for a bit of Boris Johnson over here.
I think it's his policies, but I know what you mean.
You know the way, like, he's getting shit moving. They're eating, they're dining, they're thrifting.
Like, can a girl thrift in this economy?
For real.
I know, but it is great. It is fucking great to see. I mean, it's weird because people are like, isn't it great opening up again? I'm like, didn't we open up last year again? But, you know, with the vaccine and everything rolling out, it's really looking like at least we're going to get a little bit of hot girl summer. Can we retire that phase, by the way?
Oh, that's like so that overused.
That is giving me the ick, guys. Meg Thee Stallion had that song, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, literally.
Like, and even last year was like, now I'm like, I was trying to explain to Evan the other week. He was like, what? You know, when your fella asks you, that's when it's too.
Oh, okay. That's like, when you know it is fully stale.
What's hot girl summer? And I was like, the meme of hot girl summer began it from Megan Thee Stallion. But like, I mean, I was trying to explain to him, I'm like, it means like slutty, like kind of having fun. You're hot. You
wanna what does it mean? Actually, Evan, really, that is a question that needs to be answered. What the fuck does it mean? We all know that it's from Megan Thee Stallion, who is like, again, Jenny introduced me to her via her Tiny Desk concert, which is like, I'm not really mad about her like actual music. I would just re-listen to the Tiny Desk concert over and over and over.
The Tiny Desk for me... Us talking about this Tiny Desk again.
Again.
But the Tiny Desk for me kind of like solidified like her talent, as that Tiny Desk does for a lot of people. You know, they're performing live.
It's stripped back.
It's acoustic. It's stripped back. And I think just the way she performed in that, I was like, that is badass. That's like Lauryn Hill, cool.
It encapsulated.
Rock star. Yeah.
And I don't think, like, I mean, and it just for me gives me major cringe when you see Megan Thee Stallion, who is like, so badass, like she's fucking got a degree whilst being hugely famous. She's like a millionaire. She sings about like, you know, I don't need money or whatever. Yeah. Like, I don't need your money, but blah blah blah. And then you have someone who's like in their mom's box room saying "Hot Girl Summer Queen," like fully your wardrobe is head to toe sheen. I don't know if you have the qualifications to be using that hashtag.
It's just, you know, as I said, when your fella is asking what Hot Girl Summer is, it's time to retire the meme.
It's just been diluted to the point of like basic ass bitch territory. Yeah. We have, so salons are open.
Oh,
got my nails done.
You got your nails done. I'm going to get my nails. Now, do you know what I realized last night? Because I was like, oh my God, I haven't been able to have a good manicure with the engagement ring on yet.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Because they've been closed the whole goddamn time. So no, I'll treat myself to a manicure this week. It's been a long time. I actually try hide them around Lindsay because her hands are always so nice. Manicured and mine are always not like very great.
You look nice with a bare nail though, I will say.
I like a bare nail.
And I always say Kate Moss wears a bare nail.
Now, you will usually do like a nearly nude, dare I say, polish. But I am just like, polish just never lasts my nails. Mm. It's always flaking off. So I'm dying to get a little bit of something on the nails.
I got a pedi as well, which was like fully bliss because, and Luna was beside me. Luna got her little nails done. So cute. And she sits up, but she doesn't get a pedi because her legs aren't long enough, but she sits up on the chair and she also gets the massagey thing.
She loves it.
Oh my goodness. She's like, and I love it. I'm like, pump that shit up to like the highest degree. So yeah, it's like basically breaking my damn back.
I love them. I booked my brows in, dying for my fucking brow appointment.
Shout out Christina Duffy Brows. She has a brand new place that she's barely got to be in on South William Street.
And she's opening and she's got the fucking street access now. She's moving down to like the main area. Fucking girl boss vibes.
And she has a little doggy who's going to be in the salon with her. Cute.
Fucking cute. But like, she is so fucking good at my brows. And I think I might get a little LVL as well.
Yes.
A little LVL, a little tint. I'm thinking of just getting, you know, it all. And then what else?
It was so nice being in the salon yesterday and actually just like the chit chat, the salon and chit chat between like, you know.
Friendly Nails, was it?
Friendly Nails, Port Marnock. I love it because like it's the perfect amount of like you sit down, you have a quick hello, and then I'm just like chilling and they're talking to each other in Vietnamese and it's honestly like the most soothing accent. They're like, because they are so
very quiet. Yeah.
And it's like a massage to the ears. Oh, sometimes the guy in there, Harry, he just sings along to the music and it is beautiful.
I love that. I love that.
And it happens so much that he's singing like underneath the mask and the girl who's getting their nails done is like, I'm sorry, what? And he's like, oh, I sing.
He's just singing a song I love.
To like the TikTok songs. And they're like, oh. And I'm like, honey, sit back and enjoy the damn music.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Enjoy the damn lullaby,
literally,
bitch.
It all adds to the experience. I love in a nail salon when they have like a little water feature that just is like trickling in the corner. I'm like,
unless
yes.
You need to pee.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there before. I'm like, can you please turn on the Chinese water feature because I am bursting at the seams.
Luna always pees anytime we go to that nail salon.
Really?
With the door open because I'm down. Like, I'm sat down and I'm like, Luna, she's like, can I go bathroom? I'm like, yeah, shut the door. She doesn't hear me. She's like,
it's probably the little water feature. Yeah, like that triggers you more when you're a kid. You're like, cannot hear water without being like, ah, I need to pee.
I still need to do that a lot of the time. So say like,
we have to turn the tap.
You know, in the ensuite. So like, especially when you know it's like during the night or something and your fella's like awake and you are like here, you know that he's waiting for you to pee. That kind of trick, yeah. It makes me feel like I've been in here for long and I'm still not peeing. I just can't release it because I'm aware that he knows that I need to pee and that I haven't peed now. So we both use the tap like little babies.
I use the tap. I also envision, I have this weird visual that always makes me
Oh. Do you share your kink?
You know those, like, my kink, you know those like water kind of features that are like, say rocks. And if you imagine turning one on, you know, when it goes like, and then it goes like, if I visualize the water starts coming out of me. Don't know what it is, but it's my go-to.
Fair play.
Thank you. Jen, J-Lo, Ben Affleck.
A.K.A. Bennifer.
Bennifer.
I can't remember them.
Neither can I, but...
Fucking ever been called
I
that.
I love that. People. I think it was more like... who was it? Mate, did they call like...
Jen Ann and...
Brad Pitt.
Brangelina. That was the one that
was
actually
the first
worked.
Shipping.
Well, it worked.
Yeah.
But Bennifer doesn't work.
Bennifer. I'm like, you know, for my namesake, I'm like disgusted.
Bennifer? Yeah, it's just not... It doesn't work.
No.
It kind of works, but it doesn't work because it... Brangelina just
it was
like
Ben and Jen, I thought. Well, that was probably Jennifer Garner, right?
Oh yeah.
Anyway, they're back together allegedly.
So
or like
1 month after her and A-Rod have split.
Ooh.
And her and A-Rod were together for quite a few years.
And were they engaged?
They were, yeah.
Yeah, like she is always getting married, fair play.
She
Mark Anthony,
Casper, her dancer guy, P. Diddy. That's when she wore the Versace dress.
Well, she wasn't engaged to P. Diddy, was she?
No, she wasn't. But they were iconic.
They were iconic.
Fashion couple together.
Really iconic. And that was when P. Diddy was like, cool.
Yeah.
And yes, I was thinking about this when I was looking at pictures of them today. Jennifer Lopez. For some reason, I'm like Jennifer and I forget her second name.
You just have to say
J-Lo. You do. Yeah. J-Lo, that was the first ever time I remember in the press people freaking out about an engagement ring. The one that Ben got her. Was it
yellow?
Was
it canary?
That was the one. Maybe it was the canary one, but it's actually in the picture that I put up on It Girls there. I'll show it to you now. If you zoom in, it's like huge. I remember everyone was like freaking the fuck out.
Let me have
Jennifer
a look.
Lopez. Anytime I say Jennifer, I forget her fucking name. Unless I say J-Lo.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's in the first photo. Wow, it's so pretty.
It's like massive.
I wonder if she kept it.
I know, I wonder, because they didn't even get married. They broke up. Oh, it was like a rose kind of.
So first what they did.
Pink diamond. Oh, cute.
It's so nice, God. So first what they did was they postponed it. Because they said there was too much media attention. It just didn't turn into their love union. It was more of a like media circus. So they postponed it for a year or something like that. And then the day before the postponed wedding was meant to happen, they called it off, which is quite mad. Like, because, whoa, you would have had everything organized.
And they just seemed besotted. I remember when they broke up and I was like, they really seemed like they were soulmate vibes. I don't know why I felt this at the age of 13, but I was very much convinced. Because like her and P. Diddy was very much like my first famous boyfriend, like cool, going to the white party. Like that was kind of like...
And they were like a visual couple. Like she was wearing the bandanas with the diamante and the white shit.
And like celebrity. Like P. Diddy is the kind of guy you go out with first. But then once you got with Ben Affleck, I was like, ooh, they were like more on the
Our
same...
Our girl settling down.
They were more on the same level of fame. Because P. Diddy's so big.
I think like, well, this was as well before like Ben Affleck turned out to be the bad boy that he is now.
Yes, he was like just Goodwill Hunting, guy.
Just a good actor.
Goodwill Hunting, Goodwill guy.
Good guy.
Good acting
and
guy.
And he had his little pal, Matt Damon.
Yes. Like, are they still friends?
I don't know. I think things got a little spicy.
The drinking.
I think.
He's very clean, right?
Like, yeah. He still stands by him.
Like
he doesn't
that.
Tip. We know that from our ex-gals episode with when we asked our ex-gals for celeb encounters. He
Very
doesn't tip
strange.
Huns. When he was over in docking, not a tipping man, which I don't tip my hat to. I do not let it.
Annoying, especially since he was getting so much press for going for a goddamn swim.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not tipping. Like, A, he's a millionaire. Bag. B, he's a fucking American. Americans
and I
always
also,
tip.
And I also don't agree with the like, oh, well, I didn't know that tipping culture was bigger. It's like, I'll be sound, hon.
Just...
Like, especially when you're a known loaded person.
You're loaded. throw them a euro for it.
And
your coffee.
Everyone knows you're loaded. Like the whole, I'd be scarlet.
I don't need a 100 euro note. Just like
maybe Ben Affleck doesn't want to be around a non-tipping man. So it actually wasn't the drinking that
Ben Affleck knew the bar so well. Maybe he saw Matt Damon not tipping the barman. He's like, I will not hang out with you anymore.
I can't handle this anymore, Matt.
You're not a goodwill man.
Your generosity, or your lack of generosity, just fucked up this relationship once and for all.
It sent him to the drink.
So Jenan is kind of known, or like
J-Lo.
Or sorry, I always say Jenan. Why J-Lo? You just have to say J-Lo. That J-Lo glow though. She's known kind of to just be like not able to not be single.
Yeah.
She always has a man. She was with her backing dancer. She got married really young, like before she was famous. She was married to some guy. Yeah.
Interesting.
And then
so this is probably like her fourth engagement then.
Oh, she's been engaged like so many times.
Iconic.
I mean, iconic. And like, I wonder.
Normalize that.
We love that. But J-Lo's a weird one. I wrote into the WhatsApp group only a mere moments ago. Well, a few weeks ago, I was like, is J-Lo hot?
And I was the only one. Like my stance on this is, she was like.
Now, obviously she's hot. No, but is like, she like,
obviously she's
hot.
She's objectively.
Is she a known hot woman to the men?
She's
the male
like, objectively beautiful. You know, no one can argue
and
that.
Like, wow, for her age, she's like 50.
I don't like that she says it's just skincare. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think that's annoying to be like, she comes on her stories and she's like, it's just my J-Lo skincare and water. And I'm like, and they're like 50 units of fucking Botox in your head. One. Like, you don't have to be like, it's Botox, but don't go, no, I've had nothing done. Mm. You know, I think, of course, you can have like a bit of like fucking dignity and keep some stuff to yourself. I don't believe that everyone has to be like, here's all of the work I've done. Yeah. Here's my medical report. But don't be fucking going on that it's just your shy made in China skincare brand. Like, come on.
I didn't even know she had a skincare brand.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's all right. Because I think it's actually kind of pricey. But
she was one of the OGs. Remember she had like her J-Lo line that had like J-Lo and Diamantes and stuff.
Yes, J-Lo Glow. I loved that. That's actually a really nice perfume.
It
I
is.
Have to say.
It
I had is. I had J-Lo Glow Miami.
Oh.
Which was extra spice. It was like kind of like tropical. Mm. And
me likey.
It's really nice. And then I was going through a Marilyn Monroe obsession at the time when I had this perfume. And I was on holidays with my mom and dad in Spain, and I was reading this Marilyn Monroe book, and they were saying that like Marilyn would put like a drop in her bath every time she had a bath, and I was doing it with my J-Lo.
Oh, Chanel number five.
So it would like go all over her skin, which is so glamorous.
That is the most famous quote I think from Marilyn, where she was like, what are you sleeping? Chanel number five.
Of course.
So fun.
And I think it's one of those quotes that people are like, did she even say that? Like, you know, that way.
Yeah, or did she?
It's like being repurposed. I think she did.
But sometimes I spritz on a bit of perfume to go to sleep in it just because I love scents and like, it's nice to sleep to hunts. But
so what are we thinking? Are we thinking they're back together? Are we thinking it's a publicity stunt?
They've been spotted twice now. So he was spotted getting dropped back home by her security.
Mm-hmm.
And in her car, I think, and yeah, a queen moves for her.
True.
She's like, my security will drop you home. Get out. That's pretty cool. And then he has some chalet in wherever.
Montana.
So then they were going off there for a week they spent on Mother's Day. And people were kind of like, seriously, bruh, you're not going to spend time with Jennifer Garner, who has stood by you.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, ouch. Because I remember when he got, again, this was my 13-year-old brain, so please forgive me. But I remember when he got with Jennifer Garner, I was like, just because we all have the same name, Ben, speaking for myself as well, we are not the same woman. I was like, clearly he's getting with Jennifer Garner because her name is Jennifer.
Oh, that must have been weird, actually.
That is weird. I mean, that's a weird thing. Imagine your boyfriend was like, my ex's name is the same as you. You'd be like, are you reliving the fantasy with me?
Yeah, or like, you're writing the same cards.
Yeah, or the jewelry can be repurposed.
Yeah.
If there's any inscriptions.
Any carvings. But Jennifer Garner and him, I did like, but I think she's too wholesome for him.
I like them, but to be honest, I never warmed to them. I never warmed to Jennifer Garner. I just don't know what it is. She just doesn't, like, as a celebrity, I'm sure she's a lovely person, but like, as a celebrity, she just doesn't like have that like pull for me. Kind of like what's her name? In Devil Wears Prada, Anne Hathaway.
I can't stand that bitch.
It's the same, they give me the same energy.
Anne Hathaway, for me, it just irritates me that she's not stunning. I'm so sorry.
I think she's really pretty. For me, I never got the Jennifer Garner.
I just want to look at a hot woman on TV.
Yeah.
Eva Mendes, Salma Hayek,
Penelope Cruz.
I need that exotic gorgeousness.
Jennifer Garner and Anne Hathaway are very like white woman. Like pure white jeans, white brunette, kind of like not really that like enamoring.
Jennifer Garner, she wasn't in any like deadly movies.
Yeah.
That's what, 13 going on 30, something like that. She was
just
in that.
Yeah, she just doesn't blow me away.
However, and I was like,
I admire her, how she stood by him, I will say.
No, that did, I was kind of like, you know what, Jen?
No, as a wife, I'm sure, brilliant. I'm sure she's made to be a wife.
And I'm sure he put her through goddamn hell.
Oh, for sure. And they've kids, right?
Like three, I think.
Oh my God.
And then him going out with, who was the girl? Amma, Amaris, whatever the fuck.
Oh, the young one.
Yeah, she's stunning. She's very gorgeous. Yeah,
very young.
Very young. She just turned 30. Nice. Happy birthday, bitch.
Okay, not too young. I thought she was younger. That's all right.
Yeah, she looks very young.
Okay. She does look young, right? She looks like a little young one.
But him and Jen, let's think. So she's just split with A-Rod. Now, A-Rod is one of those characters that I'm like, how the fuck are you getting this pussy, bitch?
Even the name, how do you not get the ick? What's your A-Rod? Name? A-Rod. I know it's like Alex Rodriguez or something, but I'm like,
who was he with before? Heidi Klum, or am I wrong?
Does anyone else hear A-Rod and just think of a dick shaped like an A?
Fully. Maybe that's how he gets them.
Yeah, maybe. Is that Rod,
like,
baby?
So who was he with? He was with, I think he's had some like, so is he a bodyguard?
No, he's a baseball player, right?
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's like,
don't know why I thought
pretty
he's
sure
a
he's a baseball player. Or he's a sports person anyway. But like, you know, yeah, A-Rod. I mean, former baseball player and baseman.
What's interesting about Jennifer Aniston or J-Lo is that she goes for very different types of guys. Like her and Mark Anthony, I'm sorry, what? You're going out with a insanely thin Spaniard who was like singing all the time.
Alexander Rodriguez is obviously like Latino, should I say. So like maybe she has two separate, she likes like I guess I can kind of get the Mark Anthony and the Rodriguez thing. I'm like, and she's Latina, you know, so maybe they have that in common, that fiery passion.
Yes.
You know, true. Like Latina women, you know, I don't know if it's a stereotype or real, but known to be fiery women.
Yeah.
You know,
God is looking fabulous. And she's such a hardworking woman. And Ben has not talked bad about her. Like he was like,
they remained friends, didn't they?
They did. And he remained like talking good about her. Like he was like, she should have got the Oscar for Hustlers.
Remember that, which is hilarious.
Which is like, what?
Should she have?
And was like, she's like, fair play to her. She like also brought out her brilliant movie in her 50s. Like he was like standing her, dare I say.
When we talk about not tipping, I forgot. I don't know where I got this information. I think I saw it somewhere on Instagram. Someone said that they worked in a strip club. Or maybe I saw it on TikTok. And they worked as a stripper in a strip club. And A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez came in to the strip club and didn't tip. And she thinks that Jennifer Lopez was just going into the strip club to learn because it was right before she started filming Hustlers. And I'm like, that's rude as fuck.
Yeah.
Pay your sex workers, queen. Especially
if you're taking from them for a movie.
You're going in for research and you're not even giving them a poxy tip. Come on.
Not on my watch. That's all I'll say.
Not on my watch, never.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like, so there's that freeze, there's that picture of them getting into the jet.
Did you see the Daily Mail pictures where like they're like zooming in on, are they holding hands?
I know. And she's wearing like quite a chalet vibe.
Oh, she's full on in like, dare I say, Winter Native Woolens. American regalia, like a poncho. I'm like, what?
Very random, but like...
like Mexican, almost like kind of indigenous-y, like...
And they were both at that Vax thing. Like she performed at that Vax thing where they were all vaccinated before that event in America. And he was also at that. So it's an interesting one. It kind of is giving me major, like, I've had 500 engagements. And Ben is like, I've been through the mill with fucking rehab. I can't hold a hot bitch like my ex down. My bloody ex-wife hates me. Oh, who's here? My ex from 17 years ago.
I do think they're kind of matched though. I know obviously, as in he's way more chaotic than her, but I think she needs a bit of fucking fire in her life. That maybe that's why she was going for like the kind of, you know, Spanish men. She's looking for the fire, but maybe she wants a bit of like chaos. She is a bit boring. I'm sorry. Jennifer Lopez, of course, clearly a great performer, you know, like mediocre singer in my opinion.
Yeah.
Really not that, she's not known for her great voice, but bangers.
How is she still performing? Like what is she performing fucking her
Vegas, I think?
Yeah, but like what songs? Is she coming out with albums?
She has new songs, yeah. I
but
think
like,
she's done
never hear
that. I know, like dancey songs, yeah, I think, you know, that way. But I'm sure she does her hits, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like obviously, you know, she's a very well acclaimed pop star, but like for me, I'm just like, she's very vanilla. She's probably the most vanilla pop star out there. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah, like have a breakdown already.
Literally, but well, you know, it's more like with Emmy, I'm like, there's something that annoys me when like And maybe it's my inner fucking feminist here. I'm saying, Hunts.
Oh, dear God.
I'm saying it, girls. I'm just like, when all she's known for is being good looking and 57, I'm like,
she's 57.
Something. Oh, no, maybe she's not 57. But she's like, you know, she's nearly 50, I think. Anyway.
Yeah, she's known for, well, the thing is.
And she looks great.
The thing is, though, if you want to look 50 and hot as fuck, believe me, you've had a boring damn life, girl.
51. 51. You know?
You can't be looking that good if you've been like Kate Moss and smoking and drinking your way to fame. Yeah.
Even when people talk about Jennifer Lopez, all that ever comes up is like, she looks unreal. And I'm like, okay, can we elevate the conversation? Is her music good? No, it's shy.
She was cool. What was that song?
Ja Rule.
Yeah, that was her peak for me.
Allegedly, again, some tea I have, but is stored in my brain and I don't know what it is. Apparently Ashanti was meant to sing that song and then they gave it to J-Lo, but they still use her backing vocals and she wasn't even given any like credit.
No way. So J-Lo,
which is like bad because like Ashanti obviously was a bit Murder Inc and they were all fucked over, like they all lost a lot of money, really bad contracts, so you know, interesting if you ask me.
Very interesting. So let's think of what other, so we'll see how this goes, we'll follow this rel, hopefully it's a beautiful union that lasts.
Hopefully it's, I wouldn't even mind a bit of like, whoa, okay. Oh,
yeah,
whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Him back in rehab, her crying, like, you know,
yeah,
backstage and then going on to perform or whatever. Mm. Who would you like to see from like couples past? Kate Moss and Pete Doherty, if they fucking got back. And I know it won't happen, but I would kill.
I would kind of like Pamela and Tommy back.
Yeah.
And they're making a TV show about that. I'm dying for that. We actually have an episode, guys, if you listen back from around this time last year, where we actually discussed their whole relationship.
Yeah.
Pamela and Tommy Lee. I mean, like, iconic. And there was loads of stuff we found out in that episode that I didn't know. That, like,
I know.
He left Laura Dern. Was it Laura Dern he was with?
And then yeah.
Crazy shit went on.
And she found out via, or was it Laura Dern? Or
it was Laura Dern, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe that was another. Anyway.
I think that could have been Billy Bob and Angela.
That was. I always get Tommy Lee and Billy Bob.
Yeah.
Confuddled. Bad boys.
But I would even love a like sit down interview with Kate Moss and Pete Doherty. Like re-discussing, because they were so like famous for just being a couple. They were hounded by the media.
I wouldn't like them back together though, because she's just way beyond him like at this point.
She always was.
She always was, but he had her level of cool.
Yeah.
He was equally like fucking cool as her. Like, even like when you look at, there's so many couples like that, like even Angelina and Billy Bob. Now, Billy Bob's obviously an icon, but like when he was with Angelina, he wasn't, you know, Hollywood wise, like Angelina was this up and coming star, but they had that same cool level, you know, that way where it made sense. But it's like, you know, if Kate and Pete now, it's like, I don't even know if he could string a sentence together.
He can.
Oh, fair play.
Somehow, yeah. I love watching Pete Doherty interviews.
I haven't watched any, like, has he done any recently?
Yeah, he did an NME one, I think, last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Who would you like to see?
I said, Tommy and Pamela, I would, even though, like, they openly hate each other and all, but I'm like, oh, you have a kid, and, like, they're always kind of talking about each other.
I know, I but didn't he, like, punch his kid and stuff? I don't think that would happen.
Well, I was watching On the Hills. The new Hills that he's on. And, like, she's, like, they talk about it, you know, though. He's, like, I'm mending my relationship with my father. Like, he's mending the relationship. She's like, your dad is always being crazy. And just because she's had such a hard time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe they could give it another fucking go.
And she can't settle.
I know. And she had that guy. And didn't he fuck her over or some shit?
She's low-key a mess, bar her veganism. Mm. Like, she was on Loose Women the other week, or a couple months ago, in bed with a guy. She's, like, now married again. She's on a honeymoon or something. And she was, like, obviously due to do some kind of Zoom interview for Loose Women, and she did the interview in bed with the guy and was like, oh my God, sorry, we haven't left bed.
She's gas. I'd also
which
love,
is iconic, but
what's
it's
her
like,
Lindsay Lohan and your man from That 70s Show?
I know. Who also was out with Demi Lovato for years. I think he's gotten engaged now. I think he's gotten engaged now.
I would like to see that moment again, just in general. I just thought she seemed the most, like, it was after him, apparently, because apparently she was mad about him.
I think he seems to, not to fucking blame him, but, like, same with Demi Lovato. Like, they were, he was mad about her, and she kind of was always doing the druggie, and then.
Maybe he was trying to fix people or something.
Yeah, he could be one of those.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Anyway, next on
the agenda
for today, we're going to be talking about Billie Eilish's cover, Vogue Britain.
Yes. So this went viral, like, dare I say, broke the internet, which I found peculiar. The whole thing I found peculiar. What were your initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts was that I just, well, like, if we're just going to talk about it, like, visually, I think it's, not a good cover. I don't like the clothes. I think that like I get what they were trying to do, right? Because like Billie Eilish has been famous. She always said that like she's famous for always wearing like basketball shorts and big oversized things. And she always said that it's that she doesn't want her body to be sexualized. And she always felt like, you know, she's 19. And even when she was younger, she was saying that like she doesn't want people like looking at her a certain way. And then there was that picture that came out of her a while ago leaving like a record studio. And she's got these like huge boobs. And like, yeah.
She has a normal kind of bod, which isn't really that recognized in Hollywood.
Yeah, and she has a very like womanly body for a very young woman. Mm-hmm. You know, that way, like, you know, and so I get what they were kind of doing with this whole like, oh, we're going to like make her appear to be the woman she is and all this kind of stuff.
I hated it. I just, it just.
No, I don't like it. I just think it's not even a good cover though. The clothes even are like shite.
I think the clothes, if we're talking about, so obviously it's a kind of like, you know, a lingerie. It's kind of, what you call it, that material, latex on her bottom half and then the gloves. And then, like, I'm a big-breasted woman, girlies. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of Irish women are. And it's really hard. Like, I would fucking lust after being able to be, like, measured by, like, an absolute professional and get, like, the most expensive lingerie. Because I know that, like, amazing corsets and lingerie and bras can make your body look the best.
Yeah.
It's like scaffolding. It's like, and like, I notice even from my feckin' like shy bras that I wear, like I can find one bra that like makes my boobs look so much better and just holds them and they're even more comfortable. Her boobs don't look great. They're not like lifted in that fucking bra. It looks padded and you don't need padding. I don't use padding because Lord knows I don't want any more fucking inches added on to the massive tits I already have. It's like she has a big mammy bra in peach, like in a kind of apricot color. And then this like pinky kind of corseted over it. And it just, her boobs just look like, you know, when it's just, she could have gotten a big, like, stunning bra that is giving her that shape. And, like, it just doesn't give that lift. The waist is looking fab and snatched with the latex and everything. But it's just, what is going on and why is this happening?
I just think the look in general has been done. It's like Kim Kardashian 3 years ago or whatever. Like, she was wearing all that nude kind of pinky, mauve-y colours.
The latexy stuff.
It's just, like, it's been so fucking done. And, like, you know, Billie Eilish is, like, you know, she's known as kind of like quite a cool new pop star, right? She like makes music with her brother. Like they've always had this, like they did that song. Like, I mean, I don't listen to her music personally, but like she's very like Lana Del Rey walked so she could run. It's that kind of sullen, kind of down, sad girl kind of pop music. But she makes like pretty cool music for someone that young. Like I would prefer her music, anything that I've heard, over like Dua Lipa's. It's just Dua Lipa for me. I'm like a bit more poppy, not really my thing. So I appreciate Billie Eilish and I appreciated her kind of emo girl look. And look, I don't think you have to like marry yourself to one look. And I could imagine being 19 and maybe wanting to like be presented a bit more serious and not like this like My Chemical Romance, you know, Hot Topic lookalike. But like, I would have loved to have seen her when I saw this. I was like, she has such a like Renaissance body or something. I would have loved to have seen her in like, I don't know, like a gown with like this like amazing kind of billowing top with like her tits all, you know, those like
yeah,
big,
yeah, like Marie Antoinette.
Literally, like imagine how, like go editorial. Like she could have looked so much cooler. Instead they put her in something that looks like it's from Fashion Nova Curve.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like I said what I said, you know what I mean?
You see, I, again, like Rilo loves Billie Eilish. Luna loves Billie Eilish. She's always like, you know, she is. And I think as well, her look is very much obviously generated for that. And I think like I bought Vanity Fair a while ago because of the cover of her. I thought like it was a really eye-catching cover. I love that she uses like the, one of my favorite colors, the lime green in her hair. And it is kind of just like really deflating. I was quite deflated by seeing like
you're bald, you go peroxide blonde, like how
you'd
boring
get your fucking tits out, and then everyone's like giving her way more attention for her look than previously she was getting for wearing like super baggy Burberry stuff or huge big baggy t-shirts. It's just like, oh, so fashion on women is only ever really appreciated when it's in showcased in this way where it's like your tits and whatever. And I feel like that, like I have for years not barely worn trousers, like you know, felt so like like not feminine if I'm wearing like baggy t-shirts or stuff like that. Like if I'm going out to eat, I'll make sure like I'm wearing tight stuff, short stuff. It's like programmed in our brains. And this stuff, when this goes viral and you see this, it doesn't help the fucking mentality towards, you know, I'm trying to be like, okay, I want to grow up, I want to be comfortable, I want to not be parading around with, you know, my tits and my fucking everything hanging out. I want to feel comfortable and look good and be like feeling sexy and good in covered clothes. But when you see something like this, like when she's been dressing pretty cool and very much like paved the way for like the, you know, TikTok kind of style, like you see kids dressing like her, you even see like adults dressing like her. But it's like, it shouldn't be like, it's just so, I really don't get the point. What is the point?
Like, yeah, I get what you mean. I understand, like, I mean, her claim now is that, like, it was partially her idea. She wanted, and I, as I said, I can totally see that as, like, a young 19-year-old. If you're doing the cover of Vogue, you're like, I want to be sexy. Yeah. Like, and they, but I just,
And I'm no shade towards her.
No.
She's a product of the, you know, she, and I mean, it would be so damaging for her. We will fucking probably see in years to come how the impact of her being like child stars and like growing up, and like obviously she has her brother who, you know, is with her the whole time and stuff, but like,
yeah,
even I mean, just getting your body spoken about in that like picture that was leaked randomly, yeah, you know,
it's sad in and of itself that she purposely covered herself up just for the purpose because she knew she'd be sexualized otherwise, like,
yeah,
and like
gross.
I think every girl remembers a time when like you were younger and you were like sexualized maybe without like you even seeing yourself as that, like,
well, you become aware, yeah,
you know, the first time that someone like says something or like looks at you a certain way or something happens where you're like, you still feel like a child, but maybe you're like going through puberty and it's, you know, without your consent, and you're like, it's just a really fucking weird feeling. And I think every single girl out there has that happen to them. It doesn't happen to men, I don't really think, as young boys, like 14 15 year olds by adult women. I've never seen it personally, like in public, but it's happened. It happened to me when I was like 14, 15, and I still felt like a child. And like there was men hitting on me in front of my mom and dad on holidays. I'm like, are you fucking joking? Oh. I wanted to crawl into a hole, you know? So like, I can only imagine that on a public platform. But like, I totally agree. I think it's like, if we're first of all, British Vogue is like one of the last cool Vogues going. Like,
I think it's pretty cool.
No, that's what I mean. It's one of the last ones. American Vogue.
Sorry, I thought you were saying the opposite.
Oh, no. It's really cool.
No,
ever since
is,
Edward and Phil came on, they've been making like really cool covers. Like, I mean, a lot of them have been kind of more beauty shots, I guess. Like the more
and
impactful
I love
ones.
That.
Me too.
I love that.
I love a close-up face moment.
So do I.
Especially when it's like an actress. But I'm also like, you're Vogue. You have access to like, I like the Mugler look that she wore, the like black one-piece kind of lingerie thing. Mm. That's quite cool. Because I'm just like, I'm thinking of like, you know, you know, pay homage to like the artist that she was, you know, like I would have loved even like Helena Bonham Carter kind of gothic Renaissance high fashion, like Gautier gowns, like pay homage to like something of her. Like I just, it's kind of a bit reductive to just spit her out as this like.
Showcasing her
she
body.
She looks like she's in drag that, as a Madonna. Like,
but that is what it was. You're just showcasing her body.
It's like, oh, this look, she's like, got tits.
No, she's old enough to showcase her body with lingerie. And it's also like, okay, you've you've kind of, and again, this is not like, like we said, like Billie Eilish said, or has dressed a certain way and she's allowed to change her fucking style.
For sure.
But it's kind of like, oh my God, I'm just getting very bored of seeing tits and ass everywhere.
Yeah.
I really am.
And I think
we see it with Megan Thee Stallion. We see it with, you know,
but at least it
Cardi
makes sense
B.
With them. You know, like, as in, like, I think that they are more, and again, you could have the argument of like, you know, chicken or the egg, like, are people making it that way? Do they expect? But like, I kind of see them owning that kind of like overtly sexual image more so than like Billie Eilish, who I can imagine obviously wanted to look beautiful, probably wanted to showcase her sexuality, but like, I just don't, it just doesn't translate, you know what I mean, on the cover, where I'm like,
for me it was just like sad to see that, like, she's done cover after cover, she is everywhere, and she gets her kid off, and then that's the one that kind of goes mental. It's like, oh, you're basically just reinstilling the fact that you get your kid off, you get attention. You get your kid off, you get more famous. You get your kid off, you get more likes.
Yeah, and it's the most annoying part of it, I find, of that kind of thing, is that, like, it's under this guise of, like, but she, like, but if you want sexy, then you can be. It's like, yeah, of course. But, like, that's, you can have this, you can admire, and I can totally understand Billie Eilish wanting to have a sexy cover. That's completely grand, all for it. I love sexy shit.
And I also understand, me at 19 would have been a fucking god. If I, if they were like, here, Lindsay, you're going to be on the cover, I would like, tit
nude.
Out. Yeah. And we saw it with Miley Cyrus. I think that was for Vanity Fair, when she kind of made the, like, she was trying to disconnect herself from her child star, and she had that kind of, like, I think it was her in a sheet with her back, and that was really viral, because...
That was quite cool.
It was.
That one was cooler, I thought. And, like, that was more... You know, I don't want to use the word tastefully done, because that's just like a bit gross as well, because it's not, this wasn't distasteful or anything like that. And like, what even is taste? But like, it's just, I just.
Well, for me with the, say, the Miley Cyrus thing, I understand it to extract yourself from the Disney kind of hive is a big, is difficult for child stars.
For sure. Britney with the Rolling Stone cover.
Yeah. So there's kind of ways that they do that or whatever. But for Billie Eilish, it's like, hold on. Why now? Because I can understand, like, so are you wanting to move into like this, and why? I just feel like I didn't really understand the path. It was just kind of like, okay. Which again is not on Billie Eilish, but it was more so the reaction for me was just a bit random. I was like, oh, okay. So we're really just obsessed with women's bodies.
I get you. Yeah. And also it's just like a trope that I just think is like, do we really want to be bringing this back, where it's a young, and no matter the age, if they weren't a child, if they're still in their teenage years, if they're like come to their their success in their younger years, and then they are getting to a point where maybe like they want to be seen as an adult again, totally see that. But like, is the only answer we really have to be like, okay, lingerie shoot? It's like,
it's the same. It's like the same with Adele. So Adele has been, you know, around years and years. She was kind of bigger. She obviously has dropped a serious amount of weight. We don't know how. She's being way more secretive now.
Her father died today.
Yeah, they were estranged.
Very sad.
I don't know if I'm into Adele. I've never been into Adele, but apparently Alan Carr, who was a big friend of hers, really close, was coming over to LA, and he was like, oh, so I can stay in yours. And she's like, there's actually a great hotel up the road. I don't know. She's gotten a bit off of herself since she lost that weight, but it's kind of like she got so much more attention when she lost the weight. It's like the obsession with women's bodies is just like never ending, and it's more apparent than ever.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when I say it can always be wrapped up in this guise of like, but ownership, but it's like, but is it not the same thing? Do we not just have a shinier bow that we wrap it up in now? Well,
it's kind of like, take it away from the individual. It's like, say if you put up a bikini pic, or so, you know, the way once a year you see like my most liked post.
Yeah.
99% of the time, it's either a fucking holding the baby, a newborn baby, or
boyfriend,
it's a bikini
pic.
Yeah. Yeah, bikini or pic. A bikini pic.
Yeah.
So it's not even that it's like a celebrity obsessed, or it's like it's a societal issue, and it's just so odd how we are just so obsessed with like women in society and these little holes. Like, why do I feel so like? And it does bleed down, because, like I said, like it's so difficult to untangle yourself from being like, what is sexy? Why does sexy have to be like, for sexy, for a man being sexy, it's him in a Tom Ford fucking suit, crisp, gorgeous, nice hair, you know, groomed, looking sleek and sexy and like strong in that sense, and like, you know, something tailored beautifully. The idea of a suit, the idea of like, you know, the padded shoulders, giving them that shape and stuff. For women, it's just getting your tits and legs out, or you're having like your boobs spilling out of a dress, you know. And like you said, if we saw her in this beautiful like couture gown, it could have been incredible. But that looked cheap to me, and it was just like, it wasn't executed well.
It wasn't executed well.
If that was on Tyra Banks, I would have been like, you're going home, Billie.
And I just think Billie Eilish is cooler. Just at the end of the day, I'm like, I love her like kind of deadpan look. She gives me like Kristen Stewart vibes, like that kind of like not really emotive in the face. I like that. I appreciate that in a female celebrity, where you're always pushed to be a kind of personality type. Yeah. And the fact that she does make kind of make more alternative pop music, and she doesn't, she's not like, you know, I actually kind of want to watch her documentary now just to see what she's like.
Yeah, let's get to know her. But even her style, I did notice that it trickled down to me being like, because I saw her at loads of red carpets where she was wearing baggy stuff. Yeah. And I then, like, you know, you'd see in the gram people wearing like layered stuff. Like, you know, we're seeing like big blazers with big hoodies, like especially from lockdown where everyone was wearing joggers. And we kind of learned how to mix, say, a jogger with a blazer. And mm-hmm. like, it actually looks good. And I'm like, actually, I'd like myself in that just as much as in a fucking bed-on dress. However, I'm actually way more comfortable like this. It's way more wearable, and I feel comfortable like in so much more than even just the physical sense. Like, I'm more comfortable walking around, because like, say the other day I was in town, and it was the first time that I'd actually been catcalled since lockdown.
Town was
really fucking buzzy, and I was like, wow,
God,
this is like an attack of all my senses, because I was wearing a skirt. And you're just, I was like, I actually fucking forgot about that. I forgot about, like, you know, having a little night out, and the walk to the fucking bar, even from the taxi to the bar, you're getting called. And I'm like, okay, if I was wearing a blazer or and joggers, whatever the fuck, or jeans, you don't get it as much. And I'm like, what are we trying to, what is the point really? You know? And I think it is kind of individually learning ourselves how to kind of like, be sexy without having to like reveal it all. Why do we constantly have to have that as a woman when it's just not the same? Like, it's very different to see, say, like a man on Men's Health magazine, or even a woman on a health magazine, you know, with their top off and their rippling abs, or a woman in a bikini, like, you know, smiling and flexing her muscles. It's different.
Well, we never have, like, I can't ever remember there being like, say, a Disney star or a young star man celebrity. Male celebrity who then makes his like GQ, and he's like holding his package in a pair of
pants. Or it goes viral and everything's like, oh my god.
And I think a lot of that is because, you know, those magazines, especially like GQ, are sold to men, whereas like, so it's like women eat up the female body just as much as men do. It's not only the male gaze.
Like, well, because we're getting inspired by it. We're like, okay, I want to get this form of attention. If we're seeing Billie Eilish get like this massive attention for like sexualizing herself, there's no other words that she was sexualizing herself after, especially after years of not.
It
was a showcasing her body. And that was the point of it.
And saying sexualizing yourself doesn't inherently mean that it's wrong. You know, that way, that's just a societal thing that people are saying. How dare you say she's sexualizing herself? It's like,
sure, we all sexualize ourselves. Yeah. I put a bodycon dress on and was like glowy legs with my J-Lo glow spritzed all over me, but and I pose in a certain way, you're sexualizing yourself.
Totally.
You want to look sexy on the ground.
Yeah. And also, which is, as you're saying, for years, it's obviously more apparent when you like desexualize, you make a point to kind of like desexualize yourself for years.
It's like that one friend who never wears a skirt and comes to the party in a skirt. You're like, oh, look at you. You're looking gorgeous.
And like, you can totally wear sexy stuff for yourself. I do believe that, you know, that way. But I think it's different when I think the whole, this like in its entirety, the presentation of like, you know, it was very much so like, here is Billie Eilish, says you've never seen her before, and like, you know, she's a woman now, and it's like, is really all we could think of at British Vogue is to put her in a blonde wig and fucking put her in a pair of
knickers. That's her actual hair.
I know, three sittings, that's a fucking wig. There's no way
at
that
least
girl,
a few stenos.
There's a good few hair pieces in that for sure. We all know that one friend. It's like, one sitting, you're like, see you in a few weeks, babe.
She said for Jimmy Fallon, apparently she wore like an old Halloween wig to make it look like her old hair.
Yeah, she was wearing wigs for ages. I saw that on her Insta. But like she, but you know, it's like, are we really just like, is all we could think of is to go platinum blonde and wear pink knickers? You know, so, but fair play. Cover British Vogue. I think Billie Eilish is cool. I think she's a cool celeb.
I think it's a societal issue.
It is. And I'm delighted for her that she got all the publicity. fair play.
But she has been for ages. It just hasn't gotten as noticed. Like I said, she was on a Deadly cover with...
No, I mean just the virality for her.
Oh yeah, the virality. But I'm happy for her, but I'm also a bit like, oh. But I've been literally breaking, like, you know, amazing, doing accolades, music, huge, such views, fucking sellout shows. Oh, I could have just got a fucking kid off.
Yeah, and like she got, because I read before I came over here, actually, she was like, she's won, she has loads of records for like the youngest person to win 4 Grammys. Like she is like...
And you don't hear
trailblazing,
that.
Trailblazing.
Yeah.
You know, that way. And anyway, well, let us know what you guys think of Miss Billie Eilish. Yeah. You know, she's like, her middle name is Pirate.
Who are her parents?
Her parents are, again, it's that fucking TikTok I told you where you're like, who are her parents? You go on her Wikipedia and you're like, oh, they're both blue highlighted names. Her mom is like a musician and her dad is an actor, or other way around. And
I thought people kind of got blue tick because I was looking at randomly, just looking up Lil Peep's mum the other day, and she's a blue tick, I think.
No, blue highlighted on Wikipedia. They have a Wikipedia page. But she, her parents are like Hollywood people, and her name is like, she has a crazy name. She's Irish. Irish, Scotch Irish.
Billie Irish.
Billie, I know, we are claiming her to fuck. Billie Irish.
Yeah.
Love it.
So, we're moving on.
Speaking of Irish. Women. Speaking of Irish women.
So, we had a moment, not we, we as a community.
Community.
We want to talk the Whitmore.
Let's talk about Whitmore and the latest antics.
Basically what happened, so this kind of another viral moment. So, Laura Whitmore's been fucking moaning on the gram, can I just say.
I don't follow her, so I'm actually very unaware of what
she's been poking up, moaning on Daily Mail a lot. So she's been moaning about, like, she put up a post having, you know, she's had a baby, and she's been kind of saying shite, like, oh, my body, I don't, like, I want to be able to, like, put up pictures of my body, I don't have to feel bad. Like, she was like, Vogue Williams actually said the same to Irish fucking moans, if you ask me, fucking saying like, oh, I hid my body for weeks because I was ashamed that I lost the weight so quick and I didn't, you know, that kind of shite. Basically just kind of bad. Okay. I'm not even allowed to celebrate my post baby body because not everyone, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, truly shut the fuck up, bitch. But so she's had a baby, and she's actually the first woman in the world to have a baby. And she is married to her comedian, ? Not funny. He was funny on like the second season of Love Island. But fair play. I don't know. I think they're just engaged. But anyway, she's been...
No, they're married.
Oh, are they?
Secret married in Dublin.
Okay, so Ian Sterling. So anyway, she popped this up on the gram. Let me read it. It's a screen grab of an email. So it's a carousel. The first one is her reaction. So... she tweeted this and put it out on her Instagram, where she has like, let me just check. She has 1.4 million followers. Now, as we know, she took over from Caroline Flack. She gave a really nice kind of eulogy on Radio 1. She was very open about like her grieving process. She was very backing the Be Kind movement.
And they were besties.
Yeah.
Like, so there wasn't even just, my colleague. They were very close. They were like best friends, right?
So she shared this screen grab of her reaction to an email. I think she tweeted the reaction with alongside the email that she'd got, or her agent got. So she wrote, "Vile. My agent received the below email. Niamh Walsh, I'm sure you have better and more pressing things to write about than guessing a child's name and pressuring someone to talk about it either way. ! I'll talk about my child on my terms when I choose." And then this is the email that was sent by this woman. So, hi, who obviously is Irish. "Hi, Alex, Niamh Walsh here. By way of introduction, I am the group entertainment editor with the Irish Mail or Sunday Daily Mail newspapers. I hope you're keeping well in these crazy times. I'm dropping you a mail regarding Laura Whitmore. We have been told by a number of sources that Laura and Ian have named their daughter Stevie Sterling and not Stevie Nicks. It's a lovely name and very fitting. We are planning to publish this tomorrow, and we would love to include a few lines from Laura and Ian about how they settled on the name Stevie for their baby girl." So she put that up on Twitter, on Instagram, because frankly I'm tired of these type of emails. Now this really fucking pissed people off and really changed any kind of opinion that they had of Laura Whitmore being like, I don't know what the opinion on Laura Whitmore is, like a grand presenter, pretty girl, seems like a bit of crack, delighted that she's married to a comedian, probably having a very fun relationship. And this just really kind of seemed to Why? Well, I mean, first of all, it's the utmost hypocrisy that she's putting out someone's first and second name and where they work to say that she's tired of these kind of emails, which I'm reading that email. Would it be annoying to get that? Maybe. But it was written quite nicely. There's a simple way. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, I mean, if she had written back and said, look, I really don't want anything to be put up about me having a child or whatever, or the name, that's grand on her terms. But, like, you posted, you documented the pregnancy, you documented having a baby, little tips for speaking to new moms. This is the caption I was talking about. Everyone has different experience, so please don't put your opinion or, like, you know, she's already this, like, you know, she's had her fucking baby and now she's like, I'm talking about, like, moms and how to deal with it. And it's a kind of patronizing. And now she's just saying, trying to kind of make herself out to be this, like, super private person who doesn't want to release the name and it's all on my terms. I don't know. It left a bad taste in my mouth personally.
I was kind of conflicted when I read about it first. I get why she was annoyed personally. And I kind of think, first of all, when I was reading about this, doing a bit of research, because I only kind of saw it when it kicked off and I didn't do much more reading afterwards. And now I kind of see, like, the likes of, like, The Sun and Daily Mail and all these tabloids having a fucking field day being like, you know, this poor journalist and she was very, very, very nice and she was this and she was that and she was lovely. And I'm like, okay, we also have to realize that they are, like, creaming themselves because they're like, finally we can, like, point the finger at a celebrity doing it to us when we've been, like, since, especially since Caroline Flack, they've been getting the finger pointed at them for, like, their harm and their invasion of people's privacy, which is a, you know, different conversation for a different day. But that email from your one, 100%, it was grand, but I got a sense of, like, I could see a bit of frustration in this whole, like, hi, so we found out your child's name, through however the fuck we found out the kid's name, because you haven't said it, and we're planning on publishing the name whether you like it or not. There was no, like, question of, like, do you mind if we actually publish the name, blah, blah, blah. It was like, we're publishing this and we'd love to have a few lines from Laura and Ian. And I understand the thing of, like, 100%, where she fell off for me was, like, publishing your one's name. Like, that's just, like, come on, don't do that. You know, like, if anyone has
been publishing someone's name who was going to name your child and that was the point of you being mad.
Well, yeah, but I'm just, let me finish my point. Like, I mean, I think it's, like, I can understand that, like, being grating and getting, like, at the end of the day, it's like, I see a lot of people being like, you know, it's just a child's name. And I'm like, yeah, but at the end of the day, like, publishing a child, any information about a child that's a newborn when you're a celebrity, that's up to you how you want to deal with that. And I think that I can understand people being overly private about it, especially as a new mom. I don't know, I've seen loads of new moms be very, like, protective and, like, especially with the paparazzi. And maybe there is also an element of being a celebrity and being able to keep one or two things to yourself might be nice. I don't know, I'm not a fucking celebrity. But I don't always agree with the whole rhetoric of, like, well, you know, I think it can kind of go down this line of, well, you're a celebrity, so, like, people are dying to know the name of your kid. And it's like, yeah, and should the person who releases the name of the kid not be the mother and not some random journalist? Now, 100% wrong. I don't agree with her putting the message up on Twitter like that. And I don't agree with, like, because it's like, what's the like aim of this? Like, the girl didn't break any fucking laws. Like, she's not, like, you know, bribing you or, you know, speaking badly to you, or, like, it's not like you asked her to not publish something and she went ahead and published it, which I think probably would have happened anyway. But, you know, I think that was a complete shit show and it reflected really badly on Laura Whitmore. But I do think that now, from the back end of it, I see people just kind of, it's just like, with it's a, you know, no one's winning in this situation. And I just see people, like, either piling onto your one Niamh or piling onto Laura Whitmore, and I'm like, what a fucking dumb thing that we're all, like, it's a hypocrisy all around, the whole situation. Because, yeah, 100%, you can look at what she did and say it was wrong, and she's doubled down and she's fine with that, you know, that way, whatever. She posted, like, a thing that I screenshot on her Instagram. I think it was, and she posted on her Twitter as well, I think it was when she was started to get a lot of backlash. And she said, "The Daily Mail printed pictures a photographer took of me with my baby outside my home without consent or knowledge a week after I gave birth and announced I had a baby. When I couldn't comment on my wedding after my management received emails, the Sun got and printed my marriage certificate. I didn't even have a copy at that stage and announced my marriage before I told people myself. It's intrusive. 5 years ago, the same two papers printed a picture a photographer took up my skirt. It was horrible, embarrassing. This was right before the upskirting bill was brought in. I will continue to call out individuals and not just sit quietly and accept it as part of my job. We all have a choice over our own lives." Now, I don't agree with her on the call out individuals, because it's like, at the end of the day, it's someone's job. She made a whole, you know, she made a big speech about how it was only Caroline Flack's job to talk about Love Island. So it's like, you know.
See, for me, it's just like her point is very much muddied, because, for example, she brought up the upskirting. That is now, thankfully, illegal. So back when Paris Hilton and Britney Spears, that was a huge thing that was happening with paparazzi, where they would like fully be lying on the ground waiting for them to walk out, and celebrities were like not wearing knickers. I don't know if that was to maybe get in the papers and for this kind of like playing off each other. And there is...
Yeah, it was gross.
So I think... I'm just a bit confused. Like, if you get married, that I think the legal term, like it happened with Lily Allen as well, and Lily Allen kind of joked about it for when she married David Harbour. She wasn't going to release that she got married, but the chapel that she got married in released it. And I think that there obviously is illegal. It's not illegal for them to do that. It's a public record if you're married. So yes, the press are within their right to be able to find that public record. Like same with divorce proceedings or whatever is going on legally. It's a legal binding document and they can obtain it and put on. It's, you know that as a celebrity. We've seen it happen for years and years and years. You've opted into this job. I'm pretty sure she got into MTV by winning some kind of...
she won a competition, yeah.
Yeah, and she was like reporting on celebrities. Mm-hmm. So you opted into something. Don't act like you're like, you know, it's not like the days of, say, Marilyn Monroe, where this was kind of like this, you know, buzz around celebrity was just beginning and we were seeing how this stuff has played out. We've seen this played out for decades and decades and decades. If you want to be in this game, this is what happens.
But do you not think her point was more so like, these things happened out of my control? Like, so it's like another invasion of what she felt was another invasion of her privacy, where it's like,
it is in your control though.
No, but like with the child thing. Like the stuff in the out of her control is like the wedding certificate, 100%. That's public record. I can imagine it being annoying.
But no,
like,
but it is in her control because she announced that she had a baby. Many, many celebrities have had babies and don't announce it. She announced on her Instagram to 1.4 million that she had a baby. She knows that she gets followed by paparazzi and then they end up outside her house.
Is it not which again her is legal choice though do. When... Like, you have to bring it down to like personal choice as well. And like what... You know, she is the parent. Like, just because she had a baby and announced the baby... us, the public, aren't entitled to know anything. You know, it's completely different. You announcing, that's her choice to announce she's had a baby. I don't think it's then the public and the paparazzi are entitled to know a name of a baby. And of course, like, we could look at it in a very minute way of like, it's just a name, it's just a name. But like, whatever. It's like, that's her business. It's her private information. And if she does not want to disclose that, surely she should be allowed to not do so. And that email from your one... didn't ask whether they could talk about it or not. She was like, we've found out the name, whether it's real or not, we're publishing it, and we love a line from Laura and Ian. And that's a bit presumptuous of mine. That's where I'm like, if we're looking at how the paparazzi do interact with celebrities like, that is, you know, that is out of her control. And should they not be asking to release private information about her newborn child? And yes, it's just a name, but you never know. You could have
I don't think that it's just a
things.
Name, and I haven't seen that go around. It was just a name. But I do see massive celebrities who are much, much bigger than the Whitmore be able to protect their children's name, protect their children's, whether they've had children. We see Lauryn Hill. We don't barely know how many children she's had. We've barely seen pictures of them, and she's a huge star. So it is within your control. And if you're in that industry, there's like Bradley Cooper and Irina had a child, and there are rules for children. If Laura Whitmore decides to put up a photo of her baby's face on Instagram, they can then put that around.
Yeah.
They can take paparazzi pictures of the kid. That's legal. Do we agree with it? Whatever, it's legal. That's like, so.
Well, it's saying you've kind of consented to showing your child's face.
Well, you've kind of, in some ways, Instagram owns the photo of your baby. So then you know, a baby's face.
Yeah.
But if, which Laura Whitmore seems to be doing, not showing her baby's face. So if there was a photograph taken of by the paparazzi, they'd have to blur the baby's face.
Yeah.
If they were going to put it on the internet. So she would have known that. She would know by announcing her baby being born that the probability of a paparazzi person being outside her home was quite likely because she is a big star.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want that, there are many ways to not put out that image. And I mean, it is just kind of what comes along with it. I remember when we were on our way home from Cork and I fucking got that call from the Cork bio and they were saying, we are printing this. I had to just swallow that. What can you fucking do? It's going to be tomorrow's chip paper.
True. And I understand that. But I think it's like, you know, we can go back and forth over like those small instances and who was right and who was wrong. But it's like, if you bring it out to like, you know, a wider kind of look on it as like a culture. And even if you look at it from the Caroline Flack thing and just like, you know, the how celebrities and how tabloids are, their relationship is never going to change if their communication is still underlying these lines of like, you know, because even that guy writing that, like, I mean, of course, look, fucking journalists know how to teeter the line of what they're fucking allowed to and what they're not, because then they get sued, okay, you know, that way, and they should, but they do also take advantage of it in some ways where it's like, instead of actually doing, and that's where the salaciousness of tabloids come in, where instead of being like, Lindsay, this happened, I would like to know before I write a story about it, is that what happened and is it true? Instead of being like, I'm writing this no matter what, that is a form of pressuring. It pressures.
The tabloids would die if that was the case.
No,
if
I know.
We were like,
then,
just letting,
of course,
celebrities like, say whatever, like whatever. Perfectly.
But should the tabloids exist? This happened after the Caroline Flack thing. You know, this was a question where
Caroline
like,
Flack would not have existed in her celebrity status without the tabloids.
Yeah.
The reason that Caroline Flack even got that damn job was because of her existence and her tabloid existence, from her relationships, from the way that she was photographed with every Love Island guy, from her up and down stuff like that.
Laura
Whitmore probably got that job on Love Island because she goes out with the voiceover guy, because also she had connections with Caroline Flack. She was able to visually see the impact of being a Love Island presenter had on Caroline Flack, and that it is a marrying game. Do not opt in if you don't want it. It's really that simple.
Yeah, I know. I
don't want to be, if I don't want to get like, say, bitchy women. When say like, if you're working in beauty, a lot of the times women come in and they can be fucking really rude. They can be like, I don't like that. No, you did that wrong. They can be really entitled, really rude. They can be dismissive. They can treat you like a damn slave, and it can affect your confidence. Some people are really good at the job and being able to micromanage those little kind of feckin' microaggressions that people give to you in retail, in spa, wherever you work. You can, if you can handle it, keep on going with that job. If it's like affecting you and you don't like it, opt out. But I truly think that she's doing this for more attention. I don't think that she's like fighting the good fight, because in one minute she's BLM and next minute she's this. Like, I mean, choose like a weighted issue here. Like,
yeah.
I don't really understand here what you're saying, because you had it in your control. Like I said, we see many celebs. She could have learned, if you're in your business, in any business that you're in, if you're like, say it's like a lesser business, like when I was in nails, or not a lesser business, but like a kind of, you know, less spoken about, when I was in nails, and I could be sat down, the next girl, the next nail technician to me, and I could see how she was handling conversing with maybe a more difficult client. So I then would learn to do that. She has seen decades and decades of people being able to micromanage a private life. She is not in the like Britney Spears kind of situation of like celebrity and being hounded. She's just not. We rarely see her in the tabloids, like, and it's not even that invasive from what I do see. The upskirting thing is awful, but like we said, that now, or like she said, it's like now illegal to do that. But I mean, she could have learned from her peers, from working. Like, you're in a community of being able to learn from other people. There are much bigger celebrities who you don't know their fucking kids' names, or you don't, haven't ever seen a picture. Much, much, much bigger. That was in her control. She just did it wrong, I think.
I agree. I never agreed with how she went about airing out her name. You know, that way I don't agree with that. And I think that that's like, I mean, I just don't even know how your brain can get to that conclusion of like, I'm going to post her name publicly, especially when it was like not even a message directly to you. It was to your manager. Like, surely there's other routes that you can go down.
And especially if her, you know, objection was towards someone outing her child's name, and then she outed the rider's name.
Yeah, I think her. I guess there's muddied waters with that, where it's like, you know, the rider as well, as you said, is like a public tabloid writer, you know, for the Daily Mail. So like, it's different to like a person's name who hasn't been published before, you know. And also, if they're going to publish the article anyway, like their name, the person's name is out there, and it probably would have kicked off anyway from her if she didn't kick off in the way she did on Twitter. But like, I think I understand it. I just always kind of have a bit of a, like, I never really know where I sit with the whole, like, you know, don't get into the game if you're not willing to put up with X, Y, and Z. And like, you know, on a lesser extent, it reminds me of, like, you know, people saying like, well, they've got a podcast, or they're an influencer, and they can expect to be spoken about in a certain way. And it's like, yeah, we can. But then on those sites as well, they sometimes talk about your kids and stuff. And it's like, I don't think that's right. And I don't think that just because you are in a public eye that people can feel completely entitled to every single part of your private life. And I think that there has to be a line. And I don't have the answer to it, but I just think there has to be a line of like ways in which people like that, like, I think that over the last few years, especially, you know, with the Britney documentary coming out, there's been such a light kind of shown on the back end of tabloids. And I'm not saying that, like, I know what you're saying, like, tabloids wouldn't exist if they weren't allowed to write those things. But, you know, and Caroline Flack 100% got her career from tabloids. But is that healthy? Because then are you, like the way we saw with Caroline Flack, she was kind of always reliant on them keeping her relevant. And it's a weird toxic relationship that can be beneficial. Because even I saw some people, which is rightly so in a way, interesting take is that, like, you know, Laura Whitmore, these kind of celebrities are all for the paparazzi when they're getting promotion on their products or on their shows or on their whatever the fuck they're promoting. And they're happy to call up Niamh Walsh then when they want to do an interview mm-hmm. on like some new podcast they're launching. But then when it goes the other way, you know, it can, I guess it's like the difference between like your professional life and your personal life. And that's where the waters are muddied when you are a celebrity, because your personal life in some way is your professional life. And, you know, I can understand the first time that happening being upset and kind of being like, you know, if you do think you have something to yourself, whether it is your marriage, and maybe you wrongly think that you have that to yourself, and you just kind of get smacked in the face with it, where you're like, oh, okay,
I learn and move on. And yeah. I think, like, for me, and if we're talking about, say, like, going back to the Be Kind thing, which came out from Caroline Flack, and we're, you know, very much pointing the finger at, say, people who are talking about us online, or people who are mm-hmm. writing vile, toxic or toxic comments, or sending like death threats, or, you know, the usual stuff that you hear from all that goes on to Gram mm-hmm. and on websites and stuff. However, it just seems a little kind of, it just seems a bit like out of our reach. Like, if I was to teach, like you said, my kids sometimes get brought into things, my parenting gets brought into things, that is something that I can control. I can fucking go down to Aveen Doyle and be like, why do you keep on writing about me such vile things on Tadlife mm-hmm. or on, you know, sending me this from an anonymous page on Instagram, like, why do you keep on doing that? Please stop, it's really affecting my mental health. What I can do and micromanage my own life is not look that up. Teach my kids that, you know, we all know that these people clearly aren't in a great space, or they are trying to dispel some kind of, like, you know, anger that they have, or like, it's just a disposal, you know, that we all do. We're like, fucking the state of her on Real Housewives or whatever, you know, we all have these little, like, you know, we need to like expel some kind of toxic thoughts or whatever mm-hmm. the fuck it is. It's that's not me to, for me to figure out. However, I can't try and ban or stop, or like, you know, I've thought like, wow, what if everyone who, you know, what if every account that you ever had to sign up to, you had to have photographic evidence, like your passport, to be able to obtain like access to chat rooms or to an Instagram account, so that it was always going to be tracked back to you. So everything that you put up on the internet was going to be, you know, you had to kind of be standing by, because it could affect your job or whatever. I mean, I'm thinking like, maybe that's how it will go in the future. Like, only a decade ago, upskirting was fucking loud. So we don't know where it will go, but I think for your own personal well-being, you have to kind of manage what you can. And maybe if Laura Whitmore really wants to be like a private mom and not show her kid's face or whatever, maybe just don't put your kid on the internet.
Yeah, because I can see where like a tabloid would think that maybe she wanted publicity over her baby's name, you know, that way, like, which sounds like a weird sentence, but look, there's plenty of people who do it, who have a kid, do a photo shoot, and, you know, it's not that they want publicity for their kid, but it like keeps them in the eye. As you said, you know, we said about it on the Billie Eilish thing, the two big pictures of my top nine are either me with a kid or me in a bikini. So like,
like a pregnancy announcement, a kid announcement, or
it's months worth of content. You become obviously automatically relatable to a whole new world of people, because there's mothers out there who are looking for someone to be like, oh, she's glam and she's so beautiful wearing her like leopard print baby holder thing or whatever it is. You know what I mean? So I can understand where they thought that. I think what I really want to know is, where were her manager when they sent her on the email? And then she did she talk to her manager? Was she like, I'm going to put this out here? Like, because she doubled down. And in a way, I do like it when someone doesn't come out with a notes app apology. So I'll say fair dues to you for that. Because if she's standing by it, stand by it.
And it's still up.
It.
Like, you can still see it on her IG. It's been up for ages.
I would love to know. I think it was just for me, the name thing is crazy. Because you see that with celebrities, so not this exact situation, but you see, you know, there's always like something put up and there's something blacked out or something like that. And I'm like, was it a fit of rage where she was just like, you know, forgot to black out your one's name? But I don't know.
She could archive that.
She could have, yeah. She
and I mean, in regards to the name, how did Niamh Walsh obtain that? That again maybe is in your control over how many people you're telling, or
it could be
you protecting something that is literally not able to be protected, your child's name, for example. If I had a baby, I tell my mom and say, the way sometimes our moms, they may not be as conscious as to how stuff goes and the tabloids and how things can get spread and grow legs, and then everyone fucking knows your kid's name. But again, that is something that is it, are you focusing your parenting on that? I do think it also brings into it the whole kind of society really admire that kind of mom who's very protective over their kid and isn't putting their kid in the gram, and kind of mothers in society are very much praised in one kind of form. And I do think that sometimes women kind of opt into that, I'm being such a great mother because I'm protecting my child. I'm not doing that, not like those other moms. So I kind of think it's a bit of aligning that with the whole she's already been barking on about how to speak to new mums, and she's that kind of thing. I think a lot of the time with celebrities when they become mums, it's kind of I'm the first mum to ever grace the planet, and this is how to be a mum, and this is how to treat a mum and talk about a mum, and don't do this with my kid and don't use my kid's name. It's like, oh, how about just fucking breastfeed the kid,
be more like Emirata queen.
Yeah, queen.
Be more like Emirata.
Yeah, little okay. Sylvester.
Sylvester. Now that is a hypocrisy I can get down with. She's out there saying she's going to raise a person and not a gendered human. And then she comes out and calls her kid fucking Sylvester.
They're like, honey.
And she keeps being my baby boy. I'm like, I thought the baby was choosing its own gender, bitch.
I love that she's she's such a trend-based fucking political fucker.
Oh, she's great.
You know, whatever.
We are an Emirata stalker.
Oh, I love that bitch. Come on the pod, honey. So
I would die for her on the pod.
She's so funny. Did you see her Mother's Day post?
No.
It's basically her pushing the baby. And it's fully just a post for people to be your ass. She's popping her booty. It's looking great in these little jeans. Do I maybe add her to my Pinterest of style? Yes, I do. She has great style.
She does have great style.
She actually wears baggy shit really well.
It's the fucking skinny bod.
Yeah, it's the baggy shit with the ripped torso, you know, they're baggy joggers, bra top.
Well, it's that's why I kind of liked Billie Eilish in the baggy, because I'm finally some representation.
Baggy on baggy on baggy.
Baggy on baggy on baggy on baggy. Not baggy, there was always, you know, whenever you see really Hailey Bieber and this oversized Harley Davidson t-shirt, and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to wear that. And I look at myself, I look like a fucking, do you know what I look like? Remember when James Cavanaugh had that box jacket? Oh, that was just a big box and two little legs.
How does Hailey Bieber, her style fucking is so good. She always wears the little bike shorts with a massive thing over it. I just look like tits and more tits. I look like I'm kneeing my tits. Do keep you up, he's with me. Titties.
Oh fucking God.
But it is an interesting one, and I agree. I do admire, not that I admire, but I got fair play, for sticking up to yourself. If you're going to be doing something, putting it out as a main feed post.
Yeah, at least she's
still there.
Least she's got the balls. You know, you don't have to endorse what she did to be like, fair.
But
you know,
she's standing by what she apparently believes in, so.
Yeah, which makes me think fucking hell. I don't know, you never know what goes on behind the scenes, because I'd say if you did do it in a fit of rage, you'd be like, I'm just going to archive. So I don't know.
Or if she wasn't expecting that backlash, and then she kind of saw a different sign and was like, oh yeah, okay, I'll archive it.
Yeah, but I do think she overall got more backlash than Niamh Walsh did. I mean, from what, like, I'm there's always going to be some, it's like, you know, when you hear people being like, I've got death threats, I'm like, oh honey, if I can't see my fucking death threats I've had.
I know. And like, is it really a death threat if it's some 12-year-old being like, go and fucking want to kill you? Like, a death threat is a brick in your window or like a knife at your throat.
Literally, like I watched.
That's not freaking be like, I got death threats. Like, I someone know. Instagramming you, I could give, you could send out multiple death threats
come
a day.
On. And it's the easiest thing to, like, I mean, I saw, I can't remember if I screenshot it or not, but there was, no, I didn't. It was part of an article written by someone at the Daily Mail, not this Niamh Walsh person as far as I'm aware, and she was going on about like her experience of, like, you know, someone, she wrote an article saying like Zayn should leave One Direction if he's unhappy, and she was like, I got so many death threats from the fans saying that they want to rip my uterus out, and I'm like, 8 year olds don't know how to spell uterus one, so they did not say that. Like, you were just getting, like, let's be able to separate. And yes, of course, getting online hate and pylons can be very
scary.
It's scary, but like
a scary,
but like, you know what you do? You just, you put your phone down and it will blow 100%. Over in a few days. And like, I think that like what I am seeing now is that like the press are fingering themselves over this. They're like, vile and disgusting, toxic Laura Whitmore aggressively assaults poor young woman, politely asking. And it's like, okay,
yeah, I get that, but like, she kind of did ask a bit nicely. Was it a bit kind of like, I'm posting this anyway?
She didn't ask though. She didn't ask. She just asked
but
for a
comment.
But she's
probably not legally obliged to have to ask to give the kid's
name.
That's a whole different.
But let's not represent it as like this girl turning up with a dozen red roses being like, can I please, hello? Like, it's like, you know, and that's where the press, because the press have been getting such bad press, ironically, since the Caroline Flack thing, like now they're loving the pylon. And I'm like, okay, we've come full fucking circle here, because yes, Laura Whitmore, you can 100% have the conversation all day. Do you agree with it? Do you not agree with it? Whatever. But like, is it not just this big like hamster wheel now where it's like people are like, Niamh Walsh got like so much abuse, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe she did get horrible messages, and I'm sure she did, because there's always some fucking idiot with a fucking opinion on the internet. But like, you know, I think Laura Whitmore has far surpassed that. From what I was looking at on Twitter, people were saying, and the god awful shit saying about anyone is gross, you know, the way.
But
so
I mean,
it's like,
again, in that way you live and you learn. So like, if Laura doesn't want to be getting loads of hate, don't be putting up posts.
Yeah,
like,
Laura, you probably won't be getting any more emails from the Daily Mail anymore. So
yeah, and if you, and I mean, let's see how it goes, if Love Island goes through, and it, like,
I'm hoping,
because that wheel needs to, like, I mean, Love Island exists because of the tabloids, like, mm-hmm. We're still following Moore Higgins and her shock split from Chris Taylor.
Really want, maybe we'll talk about that on the live next week.
Yeah, I love that really it was like 6 months and everyone's like, shock split.
Was it even like, I feel like they have three pictures up and they were like, my soulmate, and now it's like, we have taken the decision.
We have made the
mutual
painful
decision.
Please give us privacy during this time.
Let's talk about that next live stream.
A bit of Maura Higgins.
Okay gals, we better be off. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.